This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We told you yesterday about Aetna pulling out of most of the Obamacare health exchanges it operates in. The company said it was losing money doing that, so out it was going. And then this morning, the Huffington Post published a letter from Aetna CEO Mark Bertolini to the antitrust division of the Department of Justice, in which Bertolini, whose company, remember, is trying to buy rival Humana, Bertolini said, and this is a quote, "It is very likely that we would need to leave the public exchange business entirely and plan for additional business efficiencies should our deal ultimately be blocked," end of quote. So, regulatory business as usual? Capitalism at its most raw and ugly? A little bit of both. From our help desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at the art of the antitrust deal.
When assessing potential mergers, regulators ask key players what kind of impact these deals would have.
They call this the but-for world.
Harvard Business School professor Limor Daphne used to work at the Federal Trade Commission.
What would happen if the merger were not going to proceed versus what would happen if the merger does go forward?
Aetna's response to that query, quote, "It's very likely that we would need to leave the public exchange business entirely," has generated a bunch of heat. In a statement today, the company said that answer should not come as a surprise, given the fact that Aetna hasn't broken even on the exchanges. Company critics interpret the letter as a veiled threat. If it was, it didn't do Aetna much good, says attorney Michael Perry at Baker Botts.
The agencies in reviewing a transaction like this, you know, really tend to be focused on the merits and aren't usually influenced by political pressure.
Perhaps what's most revealing about this particular situation is that the letter underscores Aetna's footprint has significant implications for government programs, though obviously that didn't influence DOJ. Harvard's Limor Daphne says a small number of big insurers is a concern.
The ability of a couple of large companies to potentially drastically impact a lot of consumers is a scary thing.
And raises important questions about how big and powerful any one company should be allowed to get. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.